Eddie Bird and his wife Gabriella, who is from Peru, dote over their only child, 5-year-old Brandy.
They make me laugh.
Her father says they spend whatever they have to for her.
You look at it as an investment in another human being who you love very deeply.
The expenses began adding up even before Brandy was born.
You have to put together your nursery, you have to get a stroller, all of those things, and you're invested several thousand dollars.
According to the Agriculture Department report, the biggest cost of raising a child is housing, followed by child care, education, and food. Other expenses include clothing, transportation, and activities for the child. It's all having an impact on this middle-class family in the pricey Washington, D.C. area.
We're not doing well financially. It's a struggle from month to month.
And while it's a struggle for many parents worldwide to raise children, some countries are making it easier by providing subsidized health and child care, such as Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Australia. The Birds are saving on child care costs since Gabriella is a stay-at-home mom. But like many middle-class families, they are paying for additional activities for Brandy, such as ballet and swimming classes.
It's not like when I was growing up where I could hop on my bicycle at home and ride 5 miles into town and spend the day in town, come back in the afternoon. There are bad people out there these days.
He says education is one of his biggest expenses since they decided to send Brandy to a private Catholic school. He's concerned that years from now, paying for Brandy's college education will be out of reach.
She'll have to work herself to get through college, or hopefully college won't even exist the way it does today, and there will be alternative means for her education.
Butterfly fairy.
As older parents, Bird says he and Gabriella's dream of an early retirement isn't going to happen.
We hope to return to Peru and in retirement and live there. The savings that we would have had are now going into our child and our family.
But he says it's well worth
because
the investment. Deborah Block, VOA News, Alexandria, Virginia.
Where all the guinea pigs are.